بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الله سبحانه وتعالى said لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, which means the one who is thankful to me, I will increase my blessing, and the one who is ungrateful, I will let him beware that my punishment is severe. I remind myself and you of the importance of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli hal, in every situation. Now, that ala kulli hal is the issue. Rasulullah used to say this, and he was thankful in every situation. But you, for example, you might ask me, what is there to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our current situation, during this COVID, during this corona pandemic? What do I need to be thankful for? How can I be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is there to be thankful for? You know, people ask this question. And you might ask me this question. Now, I will say to you the following, which is that first of all, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us who don't have it, that we don't have it. In the midst of all of this spread of the disease, just today, I never watched these figures, but you know, perforce, I have to look at figures which some of my good friends send me. And today we reached in America the mark of 2,000, which means that 2,000 people died of COVID yesterday in the United States. Now, and this is in addition to whoever died before. So we have close to a quarter of a million, or rather more than a quarter of a million. And this is another 2,000. Now, but alhamdulillah, your name and my name is not in that 2,000. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Second thing we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is the fact that anyone who dies with Iman as a result of the pandemic is inshaAllah shaheed fi sabilillah. So he is considered, or she is considered, to be a martyr in the path of Allah. Third thing we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and that's a reason why it is important for us to take precautions and to stay at home as far as possible. And if we have to go out, then we go out only if it is necessary, and we take all precautions and so on. Because Rasulullah said that the one who behaves in this way, in the pandemic, meaning takes precautions, meaning that the person is making sure that not only is he or she protecting themselves from the pandemic, but they are also concerned about and responsible for other people, so they are protecting others. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when this pandemic is over and this person who has taken all these precautions, self-quarantined, stayed at home and so on and so forth, is alive and well, the pandemic never touched that person will be considered a martyr, a shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get the reward of a shaheed even though he or she did not die. Right? So that's point number three. I didn't get it. If I got it and I died in a state of Iman, inshallah, I'm shaheed. If I did not get it and I did not die, but I took precautions and I stayed home and so on and so forth, I'm still shaheed. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Then, this COVID is something which brought to us, brought home to us. It made real for us something which Rasulullah ﷺ called the sign of intelligent people, and that is remembering our death. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the most intelligent of you is the one who remembers his death the most often. Now, this COVID forced us to face this squarely, to look in the mirror and say, you will die. Look in the mirror, meaning I'm saying to myself, I will die. Now, you might say, well, you know, I mean, that's stretching a point because I never claimed to be immortal. I always knew I was going to die. Seriously, ask yourself. Let us ask ourselves. If somebody just took a video, you know, like they have these reality shows of people living in their in a house and so on and so forth. If someone did a video on my life or your life, each one of us must answer this question for themselves. Say over the year before this COVID came, would they see a picture of someone who was conscious of his death? Or would they see the picture of, or a film about somebody who was living as if he or she was immortal? Someone who was doing anything they wanted, when they wanted, how they wanted, where they wanted, in whichever way they wanted, irrespective of whether that pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, irrespective of whether that was according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not, somebody who was living a life as an abdun nafs, not as an abdullah, an amatun nafs, not as an amatullah, a slave of his desire, a slave of his hawa, a slave of his own base desires, not as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would they see that? Or would they see a person like, for example, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, a famous quote of his, he said that if Jannah and Jahannam were brought in front of my eyes right now as I am here, there is nothing in my life that I would need to change. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us lives and lifestyles like that, alhamdulillah. He said, even if I was looking at the Jahannam right directly standing in front of it, or I was looking at Jannah right directly standing in front of it, there is nothing in my life that I would need to change. My life is as it should be. I agree, you and I are not Ali ibn Abi Talib, but are we anywhere at least on that path? Right? Maybe we are 10,000 miles away from him, but at least are we on the same path, or are we on a path that is going in the opposite direction? This consciousness, believe me, what is the value of this consciousness? The value of this consciousness is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. It's as simple as that, period. What is the value of being conscious that I will die? It is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam, because a person who is conscious that I will die and that I can die at any minute lives a life which is totally and completely in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows, if I drop dead right now, the only thing which will matter is, was Allah pleased with me or not? Nothing else. My cars and my house, my homes and my aeroplanes and my gold and my silver and my diamonds and, you know, whether I was pretty or I was ugly, whether I had children or no children, whether I was the king of a country or I was a beggar on the street, nothing, my healthy, strong, weak, sick, nothing will matter except was Allah pleased with me or not. So if a person, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most intelligent one is the one who remembers this the most often, because he or she can then correct their life continuously to ensure that they are on target. And what is that target? To say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah at the time of our death. The final test, after which there is no test. وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. The one who has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only that person is finally successful, meaning that person has not only passed the test, but he has gone beyond the stage of testing. After that, there's no test. That is what this COVID did, right? So we are grateful for that. Then think about this, that alhamdulillah, this COVID also did another wonderful thing, which is, it brought us face to face with the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Where are you going? Now we, when this ayat was read by us throughout our lives, when we said فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, we simply said فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. We focused on the tajweed of it, we focused on the qirat of it. We did not answer the question. Right? Allah is asking a question, where are you going? How can the answer to where are you going be where are you going? If I'm asking you, where are you going, you must tell me the destination, right? I'm going to Boston, I'm going to New York, I'm going to Chicago, I'm going to, you know, wherever. I mean, you don't, the answer, if I say, where are you going? And you say, where are you going? I said, astaghfirullah, you're making fun of me, what's the problem? This is what we were doing, subhanAllah. Now, COVID, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, which stopped us in our tracks, and which forced us to look at ourselves and say, where am I going? And alhamdulillah, for those who had the good sense and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave tawfiq, they changed their lives. Families came close to each other, people came close to each other, people changed their lives, they changed their decision making and so on and so forth. And alhamdulillah, their lives came on track. Even those who tended to be off track and who never had an experience to see how life could be if they were obedient to Allah, were forced to obey Allah. And then they were forced to come to face with the fact
that Alhamdulillah, life is very good, even if I obey Allah. Take all the people who are spending money in ostentatious weddings, for example. They could not do that now because of COVID regulations. And they found that they were still getting married. And they found that they were getting married much more simply and easily and in a much more felicitous way, without incurring all kinds of insane expenses. And they saved a lot of money. And, you know, at the same time, the marriage was, it's not as if the marriage was not valid. The marriage was actually even more valid because it came with barakah. Whereas the ostentatious wedding not only did not come with barakah, it came with negativity, right? So, Alhamdulillah, this is what COVID did for us. Changed our lifestyles, changed our way of living. Now, you might say, well, you know, there are people who are still, who still didn't change and they're still going the way they're going. Well, you know, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from ourselves. We are our worst enemies. But, inshallah, we are not among them. So, Alhamdulillah, let us focus on this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِيَدِي الْخَيْرِ, that in His hand there is khair, there is barakah, there is benefit, that is true. And in the case of COVID itself, we can see how there was khair even in something which was on the face of it very negative and painful. Having said that, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves us from this, relieves the whole world from this, relieves all those who are suffering. I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cure everyone who is suffering from COVID completely and totally and free us from this waba. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially our dear friend Dawood Bhai Wadood's father is he's in hospital, in ICU. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely and totally cure him and bring him back home safe and sound. I request you all to make dua for him, inshallah. And dua for all those people who are affected by any sickness whatsoever, not only COVID, whatever it is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all those who are sick. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are in need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from the suffering of the jabbareen and the oppressive rulers and the fascist rulers that we have brought on ourselves. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have the akhlaq and enable us to have the piety in our hearts, which will enable us to have good pious rulers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.